That the Spirit.
Peter.
Yes, how are you going today?
Good, 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 good. How are you?
We're both good.
Excellent. So, I thought that we needed to return to the Christchurch Cathedral saga because it's as once again at an interesting stage.
Isn't it just a facade now? Is it even a thing?
Oh, very, very large amounts of Christchurch Cathedral are still there.
Right.
And critically, much of the interior is more or less been left to decay, but it's, you know, something is undoubtedly sitting there inside that, you know, conveys a huge amount of value.
How much is it going to cost to bring it back to its former glory and make sure it's safe if an earthquake does happen?
I'm just thinking about dragons now. Is there a dragon in there?
Yes. Well,
isn't there a wizard that used to muck around in that?
There certainly used to be a wizard. So the estimate is that it would cost $104 million to restore the building to what it was, if you could
that's
even exactly...
That's just a few sets of lights on the Harbour Bridge, that's...
Yes, possibly. And the cathedral was insured for $42 million, which wasn't its
That's nowhere value. Near it.
Yeah, well, that was 70% of its true value because they had to save money.
Right.
So that's what they've got. And then scraping together bits and pieces from various organisations, they're up to about, let me see, plus 15 and 15 and 10, I think. So that's about $65 million, isn't it?
So a long way short.
Long way short. And what has put the cat among the pigeons most recently has been a very strong statement from the Bishop of Christchurch, the Anglican Bishop of Christchurch, Victoria Matthews, that the decision should be made by the Anglican Synod in September. And they were working on a deal between the government and the church, because clearly it would need a significant government guarantee.
Right. Have they considered a Kickstarter or perhaps a Give a Little page or something?
Yeah, more than give a little, give a big.
Yeah.
It would definitely need. The issue of delaying it until September doesn't seem to me a big deal, but you can see that successive government ministers have got very annoyed with Bishop Matthews' approach to the issue, because she believes that the symbol has been overrated and that this vast sum of money, the church will end up by being criticised for spending enormous amounts of money. And in the opinion piece that she wrote explaining what happened, she said, well, what about help? Wouldn't some of this money be better be put to use in the eastern suburbs of Christchurch, which are so ruined?
Right.
And it's quite interesting getting a church not wanting a monument and proposing a modern design that would be built in the $42 million insurance claim. And so that's the sort of case that they're presenting. Now, it is very intriguing because I've read various opinion pieces from the other side. And their general approach is that, we only need a symbol, which makes you wonder why it should have a building in it at all, you know, because if it's just a symbol, it's a mighty expensive symbol.
Mm.
Where do you sit on this one, Peter? What do you think?
I've always believed there's a middle ground. There was an original plan for a building that would incorporate some parts of the old cathedral.
I was into that as well, yeah.
It actually wasn't a great building. It was just a symbolic building.
Not unlike, the bank facades on Queen Street, and there's a big skyscraper behind it. Let's just do that. Like, oh, yeah, it's a little hat tip to the way it was, and then you can just move on and have central heating inside. Yeah.
Because, after all, cathedrals were always being built and adapted and changed as they went along anyway, so we should hardly be surprised that buildings, you know, go through changes. So But see, very interesting that Jim Anderson and Philip Burden, from very different poles in the political spectrum, neither of them Anglicans and with any great interest in the Anglican Church, and inclined to be kind of pretty anti-Anglican,
right.
actually, have decided that the church is thoroughly mischievous in the way it's acting. And I'd have to say that Victoria Matthews is, I have met Bishop Victoria, and she's a strapping woman, it would have to be said, who is not going to be told what to do by anybody.
Fair enough, okay.
And
It's a mess, though.
Yeah, so have they? So at the moment, the church is kind of, there's a bit of a ruined scenario. There's like a couple of walls or something.
Oh no, there's a lot more than a couple of walls. Right. But the
have they considered
of the bell tower? It was brought down, and the great rose window at the front has collapsed. So the worst of it is at the front.
Have they considered just putting some lights on it? Maybe that would make it look a little bit better.
And leaving it like that.
That's what we're doing to the Harbour Bridge. So maybe Christchurch could do a little like what Auckland's doing. Just put some lights on it.
I think there is a little bit of a desire for more than lights.
Because normally lights and stuff just makes everything better. So that's a bit weird.
Yes, maybe. Possibly. Could be Peter.
So Winston Peters has waded into this, and he's gone, I'm going to pledge that we
bless his little crazy heart.
I'm just wondering what is Winston
Peters. He knows
Peters,
the oldies want to hear that. They're like, Heritage Peter.
What's his motivation for wading into this discussion in Christchurch?
Great power.
He just wanted to put in a show at in Christchurch. I mean, it was the usual. If there's an issue, I've got an opinion. Sort of a stand.
Pure posturing. No,
I think, as in many of Winston Peters' cases, there's very little substance. Why would he have an interest in what's being done? I mean, he was making perfectly truthful statements that there is no money there to pay for it. But yes, I mean, so what? You know, so I was not impressed.
Is there much of a groundswell to, like, say, all the churches across New Zealand just pull in and just fix it?
Not a chance. You see, I mean,
camaraderie amongst the churches.
The Catholic, you think every church in Christchurch faces major rebuilding issues. The magnificent Catholic Cathedral, a much finer architecturally building than Christchurch Cathedral, is smashed appallingly too, and they've got a big bill, but nobody's busy mounting a big campaign to solve their issues. That's right. But it's a very interesting symbol of the way in which, in these days, the relationship of church and state has changed so profoundly.
Yeah, people, not many ifs given these days for churches.
That's right. They ought to do what they're told, these churches, because they count for nothing. And I think what's happened has been a bit of a kickback from that from the church and saying, well, stuff you then.
If you're real righteous, the church is in your heart, you know. That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
All right, Peter. Well, thank you very much. Very interesting to hear on
an entertaining issue.
It's been a touchy subject.
Yeah, it sure has.
That church.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear about it.
Okay.
Thanks, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Root.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.